From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are too kind. Thank you. We have got a great show for you today. It's maybe even a little historic this week. General Michael Hayden, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, will be joining us to play our quiz, and he has agreed beforehand to abide by our rules. He will not be allowed to get the answers to our questions by monitoring my thoughts via my fillings. They turned that box off. We don't know what you're thinking, but we're hoping it's that you're going to call us up and play our games. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to start the show with our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. This is Kelly Hicks from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Yes.
What do you do there in Nashville?
Well, I'm a film archivist at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Oh, really? So you're collecting all the film clips and video of all the great country music artists.
Yeah, I am.
That's cool. Do you actually enjoy country music?
I do. I'm not from Nashville originally, but I do like some country music.
You like some country music? You sound a little hesitant about the country music thing.
I think I'm more more into the older country music than the newer thing.
I see.
But
okay.
I save it all.
More Merle Haggard than Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think that's accurate.
Well, we have Garth Brooks right here, and he is mad. Well, welcome to our show, Kelly. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello.
And next, say hello to humorist, author, and the man responsible for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
And finally, it's the comedian who has just released her first ever comedy CD. It's called I Heart Jokes. Details are on her website at www.paulapoundstone.com. Paula Poundstone!
Hey, Paula.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Kelly, welcome to the show. You are going to start us off with Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will recreate for you three pungent quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. You will win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Oh, good.
Ready to go?
I am.
All right. For your first quote, we present the majesty of the democratic process in action.
I've got this thing, and it's bleeping golden. And I'm just not giving it up for bleeping nothing. They're not willing to give me anything except appreciation. Bleep them.
This is a quote Carl was born to do because he's had all this practice doing bleep on all those answering machines. So that was a man hoping to make a little something on the Senate seat once held by Barack Obama. Who?
I think that was the Illinois Governor Blagojevich.
Blagojevich, we've all learned to say his name. How nice is that? The first indication that something was wrong came early Tuesday, when the eBay auction for the U.S. Senate seat from Illinois was suddenly suspended. Then federal agents arrested Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. He came peacefully, but his hair made a run for it and had to be brought down by marshals with tranquilizer darts. Now, I should say that we Chicagoans are not shocked so much by the governor's extraordinary corruption. No, we're amazed at how bad he is at it. Every grammar school in Chicago offers mandatory lessons on what not to say on a tapped phone line. Things may still get worse for the governor. He apparently also accepted an offer on Senator Dick Durbin's seat, even though Durbin is still in it. The person who bought it complained. He said, yeah, that's why I gave you half off, he said.
Yeah, those are futures trading here in
exactly,
Chicago.
Exactly.
You know, I got to say, it's been a year for governors. I mean, between Elliot Spitzer and Sarah Palin, but this guy, I mean, he puts the goober in gubernatorial.
I still think it might have been an accident.
How so?
I don't know. You just can't leap to conclusions.
In this case, I think you can. Yeah.
I was very heartened by this. So were the readers. We had some people write in, and they said, finally, a scandal that I can explain to my child.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Good old-fashioned corruption and greed.
I was thinking, there's no prostitutes involved. There's no, like, snow machine races.
Yeah.
It's the change. Great. It is the change we needed.
The only thing... One of the big questions that came up after everybody read these remarkable transcripts of our governor in action, they said, how did this idiot get elected to two terms in the first place? We know. This is how. Because back in 2002, he ran the most brilliant radio ad ever. Here it is.
Moving Illinois forward means so much to me. I'm tired of those Republicans. They really don't care about me. That's why I'm gonna make that switch to ride LaGoyette.
Is that real?
That's absolutely real.
I was just thinking today, how do you put Blagojevich into a rhyme?
There you go.
You know, and so many bands have covered that.
All right, Kelly, here is your next quote from someone else entirely.
Originally, I wasn't going to stay with NBC, but I remembered what my parents told me. Whatever you do, always try to come in fourth.
That was somebody announcing his new primetime TV show with an optimistic note. Who's going to be even more unavoidable on the tube than he is now?
Is it Jay Leno?
It is Jay Leno.
Oh, okay.
Well done. In a remarkable display of both vision and a lack of faith in their own abilities, NBC executives announced that they were replacing all of their weeknight 10 p.m. hour shows, every single one, and replacing them with the new Jay Leno show, which will be just like the current Tonight Show, except that its audience will now be able to fall asleep and start drooling on their chair 1 hour earlier. So NBC is admitting, in essence, that they can no longer produce original dramas or comedies for that hour that people would want to watch. This is probably because of the disappointing showing of NBC's latest attempts to fill the 10 p.m. slot. Law and Order, Sexy Victims Unit, Dancing with the Stars of Law and Order, and Law and Order, Grey's Anatomy. All right, very good, Kelly. Here is your last quote. Embrace yourself because it is quite ungrateful.
In fact, I wanted to get off the bus after I talked to him.
That was somebody who was made famous during the presidential campaign. He was talking about his deep unhappiness with then-presidential candidate John McCain, who took a big bite out of the hand that made him so well-known.
I don't think I know this one.
We can call him Joe the Ingrate.
I don't have a guess.
You're just giving up?
Nope, I'm giving up.
Perhaps you've already forgotten him, which wouldn't be surprising, but we're talking about Joe the Plumber. It was the McCain campaign that made Joe Walzerbacher into an international symbol of dunderheaded resentment. And what does Joe the Plumber do in return? He told talk show host Glenn Beck that he was, quote, appalled by John McCain's positions in the financial bailout. Mr. Walzerbacher has written a tell-all book in which he says other, so far undisclosed, negative things about his former patron, McCain. He's become the pitchman for a digital TV service. And an even more desperate money-making move, he is now trying to sell what he says is Barack Obama's toilet seat. You see...
No, we got it.
All right. Yeah. In related backstabbing news, McCain's dog, Coco, just landed a book contract for his vengeful tell-all memoir called Fetch It Yourself, Old Man. Carl, how did Kelly do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Kelly had two correct answers, so Kelly, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Good work, Kelly. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.